What is the risk of vandalism in a bike share program? I mean, do these, I know people use a credit card, right, to
sure.
take the bike with them, so they're on the hook, but how common is it for a bike to go missing?
Sure. So I think that's going to be really dependent on which vendor the city selects. So each bike share vendor has different methods of technology for both tracking the bicycles within the system and balancing the system and making and repairing and recovering both the stations and the bicycles. So when you're thinking about vandalism, I think what people in Baltimore ultimately go to, or what I've at least heard, is that they imagine that all of these bicycles will get placed out at the stations and then overnight they will all disappear. Well, the thing to remember is that these bikes are not everyday street bikes. They are heavy. They are highly visible and identifiable as bike share bikes. And so this idea that, and often they have some sort of GPS technology included in the bike in relationship to the station. So let's say, hypothetically, somebody was able to actually unlock a bike from a docking station, which typically requires a special key to access, or at least some of the systems that the city has looked at previously. If somebody was able to obtain a bike and they did not pay for that bike and they were riding it around town and then decided to discard it, that bike could be easily recovered and repaired and put back into the system. And so vandalism occurs. City Bike in New York City talks about this quite frequently. But typically they find that overall, and it's a much larger system and a much bigger city, that the bikes get recovered if they become missing, and they get repaired and put back into the system. So I think the benefit of bike share greatly outweighs any type of risk to vandalism. And luckily, the technology in place that these bike share vendors have created really take all of those considerations into account.